Hello, Stefan.
Good evening, sir. My name is David. We're conducting an opinion poll about politics in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Yes, I'll vote.
Would you say definitely vote?
Yes.
Others conducting.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for that opinion. I want to know if you have a favorable, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people I'm about to list to you. The first one is Beto O'Rourke. If you don't know that person, that's an opinion also.
I guess favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
I guess very.
What about Greg Kassar?
Not too familiar with him.
Okay. Roland Gutierrez?
Not too familiar with him.
Eric Zener?
Not too familiar with him.
Chivo Pastrano?
I'm not too familiar with him.
Ruben Bezerra?
I'm not too familiar with him.
Debbie Gonzalez?
Not too familiar with her.
What about Joe Biden?
I would say favorable.
Barry or Sean Webster?
I guess very.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, sir. In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
I wouldn't Colin? Know today. I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know right now?
No.
Okay, not a problem. And if the Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate would you vote, Aaron Sweener or Chivo Pastrano, if you have to choose today?
I'm not really up on it today, so I wouldn't choose today. I wouldn't know.
Okay, I see. Here's some of the more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Chivo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up in River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers. Moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chivo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. And this is something about Mr. Aaron Sweener. He's the third term as a state house member. Where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker and rules expert means she's effective, both at stopping extreme Republicans' bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers on her child's school, an educator, an author, and a conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you have to choose today? Aaron Sweener or Chivo Pastrano?
I still wouldn't be ready to vote for today.
I understand. No problem. Next, rate how important a candidate's position of each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in the Democratic primary election for state representative use a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 means that it's most important, and 1 means that it's not important at all. The first one says, strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts. Do you think that's 5, most important, or 1, not important? Or what number in between would you give it? What about growth, development, and traffic congestion?
What do you mean growth?
I'm pretty sure population.
So, trying to grow the population of Texas?
Yeah, so basically this says, rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you when deciding who you will support. And it says growth, development, and traffic congestion for Texas.
I think I would need more information on that question to answer that.
Okay, no problem. What about this next statement? Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes. You think that's something that is very important or not important for a candidate's position on this issue for you?
I guess for now I would say that's not so important.
Okay. Okay, got it. And what about restoring abortion rights?
I would say that.
That's important?
Yes.
Okay, which is a 5, the most important, or what number would you give?
I would say that's a 5.
What about voting rights and protecting democracy?
I would say that's a 5.
Vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools?
I would say that's a 5.
Okay. What about gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons?
Yeah, I would say that's important. That's a 5.
That's a 5? Okay. Fighting against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process?
Yeah, I would say that's a 5.
And what about climate change and protecting the environment?
I would say if they're looking to help protect the environment and help prevent climate change, then yes, that's the thought.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medical necessary procedures, or one whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of the Texas restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives? Would you choose the first or second?
I'm the first.
First one? Okay. Next year, we're almost done here, so I appreciate your time and opinions on this important matters. Next year, a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer each what you call... Answering if each will cause you to definitely vote against this candidate, probably vote against the candidate, or would not make any difference on you. The first statement says, well, the candidate lives in Hays County now. They grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have strong, deep roots here. No, hearing that statement, would that impact your vote? Would not impact your vote, probably vote against it, definitely vote against it, or would not make an impact?
Probably wouldn't make so much of an impact.
Okay. What about as a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argue in court that the rape was the girl's fault? Would that definitely make you vote against? Probably make you vote against, or would that make a difference?
Maybe probably make me vote against.
Okay, thank you. What about the candidate working as an attorney tries to get his brother, who has a sheriff's deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he grabbed her?
I would say that's probably making me vote against him. Definitely.
Okay. The candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hayes County.
I guess that's possibly making a vote against them.
Okay. Got it. The candidate has been... has had multiple times that he's not been paying business taxes, that he's been accused.
Yeah.
So it says the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying businesses taxes. Would that make you definitely vote, or make you want to vote against this person, probably vote against this person, or would that make a difference?
Probably make me vote against him.
Okay, I understand. And lastly, sir, some statements about the record of State Representative Aaron Sweener. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Representative Sweener successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that will have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead of pay for private and religious schools. Is this very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative to you?
Positive.
Okay. Somewhat or very?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Aaron passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools. Is this a very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative to you?
It's a very positive.
Okay. Aaron Sweener is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ rights. Is this very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative to you?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive? Well, thank you for that opinion, sir. And what about Aaron Sweener has a record of delivering for Hayes County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth?
Oh, that's somewhat positive.
Okay. We got three more statements to go, so I appreciate your time. Aaron Sweener has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans' string abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter bill restriction against out-of-the-state travel and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Yeah, that's very positive.
Okay. Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills. Okay, and the last one says, as the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sweener leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
That's very positive.
Okay. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you have to choose today, Aaron Sweener or Chivo Pastrano?
I wouldn't be ready to vote today, so.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Not a problem, I understand, sir. Would you tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
The second one.
Okay. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself African American or Black?
Yes.
Okay. What was the last year of school that you completed? I have high school, business school, college graduate with degree.
College graduate with a degree.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Hays County? Have you lived there for 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or 30 years or more, or were you born there? Okay. Well, that is the end of our survey. I appreciate your time, sir, and your patience. You have a great night.